I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger avoided criminal charges for his recent behavior with a young woman at a Georgia bar. But drinking and sexual adventures gone awry are all too common on college campuses. We have a conversation with two young men about just who is responsible for that. That will be in just a few minutes. But first, we want to talk about late-night TV, where talk show hosts have been playing musical chairs of late. And the big news this week is that Conan O'Brien will be launching a new show on the cable network TBS. Conan, who was pushed aside by NBC when Jay Leno returned to the big seat at The Tonight Show, is now taking over the 11 p.m. spot at TBS. Now, that will move George Lopez and Lopez Tonight to midnight. You got all that? So Lopez, of course, was heralded for bringing some diversity to late night. So we wanted to know what all this means. So we've called Lisa Demorais. She joins us now to shed more light on that. She covers television for The Washington Post, and she's with us from their offices there. Thanks so much for joining us again.
It's a pleasure.
Before we get started, I just wanted to play a short clip of George Lopez talking about how he was informed about the move that Conan O'Brien was going to be moving to TBS. This was him last night on Larry King Live. Here it is.
Last Wednesday, Steve Coonan, who is the head of TBS, flew from Atlanta to Burbank, sat in my office and said, I have something that sounds really crazy. If I don't have your blessing, this deal does not go forward. He said, what would you think about Conan O'Brien coming to TBS and taking the 11 o'clock spot and you going to midnight? I said, I think it's fantastic. He says, will you call Conan and tell him how you feel about TBS, how you feel we do business? And I said, absolutely.
Well, that's on message. Do you think that's true?
Yes, I think that it's some version of the truth. I think that George Lopez actually stands to gain by this move, because having Conan as his lead-in will surely deliver him a much more compatible and larger audience than having Family Guy in the Office reruns, which is the current situation.
So has he been struggling at 11?
You know, since his show debuted, he's been averaging about 800,000 viewers, which is, you know, it's a cable niche audience. Conan O'Brien in the fourth quarter of 2009 averaged 2.6 million viewers. Now, I'm not suggesting that he's going to bring all 2.6 million with him, but if he brings more than half of that, then this is actually a win situation for George Lopez. Yes, he'll be later in the evening. Your biggest enemy in late night TV is people going to bed. And the number of homes using TV in the later time slot is less. But in theory, he's going to be delivered a much bigger audience.
Well, you know, it's been reported that Steve Coonan, who's the president of Turner Entertainment Network, says that part of the sell was that Lopez and O'Brien are both in their 40s and appeal to younger viewers, unlike Leno and Letterman, who are going a little bit grayer. And that might be true, but speaking of that younger audience, Conan doesn't have the field to himself at 11 o'clock. He's head-to-head with The Daily Show.
Right.
And so, which attracts younger viewers. So.
Yes, that will be their most direct competition. But a year ago, if someone had asked me, was TBS going to mount a formidable competition to The Daily Show, I would have thought you were crazy.
But you think he could be?
Oh, yes. I mean, his Conan's audience skews young, and the kinds of numbers that he is doing are definitely going to be very competitive with The Daily Show. Jon Stewart in the fourth quarter averaged 1.7 million viewers, and Steve Colbert, who followed him, 1.2 million viewers. Mm-hmm. He absolutely is going to be formidable competition for these shows.
And finally, I did want to ask about the diversity piece. I mean, George Lopez debuted earlier this year, and there was a lot of talk about how he's kind of bringing diversity back to late night. I mean, Arsenio
yes.
Hall, of course, made a big splash. He was on for seven seasons. And then Monique has a show, which, of course, is on BET, so it probably is also viewed as a niche show.
Right.
Do you think this says anything about the success or the relative attraction of a different, if you want to call it that, a voice or presence like George Lopez and the appeal for late night overall?
Yeah, I mean, I take your point, but TBS is in the business of delivering as many sets of eyeballs as possible to advertisers. And Conan O'Brien is going to get a larger audience than George Lopez is. And I think the important thing to focus on is what this potentially could do for Lopez, albeit him moving to the to the later hours.
All right. Well, it's interesting. We'll keep us posted, if you would.
My pleasure.
Lisa Demoraes is a television writer for The Washington Post. She joined us from the Post studio here in Washington. Lisa, thanks.
My pleasure.